Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today are Adair Casey, Guthrie Center students, and Into the Woods cast members, Owen Dinkla, Andrew Mahaffey, Victoria Soto, Hayden Grasty, and Kelsey Carlson.
All right, what does it feel like to have your guys' musical, Into the Woods, win a Distinguished Scene Production Award?
Very good. We put a lot of time into that scene because of its length and its complexity, and it feels good that all that hard work pays off.
The guy who wrote the show, Stephen Sondheim, I guess he wrote the music for the show, wrote a very, very complex opening scene, and that scene, like Owen said, is 15 minutes long. So to do that and do it well was one of our main goals, and that was the scene that we ended up getting a Distinguished Scene Award for. So to know that all of our hard work is noticed, especially in that way, means a lot.
I thought it was really cool, mainly because I know that scene, it like sets up the whole story and introduces all the characters, and it was just one of our trickiest things to put together, and I'm glad that it got recognized.
I'm glad that all of our hard work paid off and we were able to introduce the majority of the characters in the musical effectively and introduce the problems in the stories.
It felt good knowing that a majority of our cast was in that scene, so we were able to showcase many different people and how amazing they did as individuals and how amazing we worked as a group.
All right, so Andrew, you also won an Outstanding Performance in a Principal Role Award. How does it feel to get that?
Once again, all the hard work just pays off. We start doing all this stuff around February, and it's just a process to find out who your character is, what he or she wants, you know, and then their journey throughout this show, and then just becoming this different person. It's very much a challenge, given everything else that's going on in that time period. You know, you've got track, you've got speech, you've got individual speech, all these different things that, you know, all mesh together. So once again, like I said, the hard work, knowing that what you have done is noticed by others, really means a lot.
And Owen, you received a special recognition for performance in a principal role as well as the Baker. How was it to find out that you won that award?
It felt really good. This is the second year I've gotten that award, and it just feels really good to be recognized that way.
All right, and Kelsey, you also won a special recognition for performance in a principal role as Little Red. What did you feel when you heard that you got that?
I felt really excited. I've never really gone into this expecting an award. I kind of just go in hoping to have a good time and make memories, learn a lot of good things from Kelsey and our director. So it felt good knowing that, like, we did work really hard for all of that. And I want to say that it wasn't just me. It was Kelsey who was leading me and all of the people who were supporting me along the way.
Hayden, you also received a special recognition for performance as the Baker's wife. And again, kind of how was it finding out that you got that award?
I was glad I could see the improvement I've made since my performance last year. And I was glad that it was recognized.
All right. And Andrew, you got a special invitation to perform in the Triple Threat Awards program. What's it like being able to kind of prepare for that?
I don't like saying it's a hassle because it's really not. It's a really cool award, but given everything at the end of the year, what you have to do is you have to prepare a 2.5-minute solo of a song not from the musical. Then you have to prepare a character monologue from your character in the musical and then a song from your character in the musical as well. And so you do all of that. And then on top of that, you're performing with around 75 to 80 of Iowa's best dancers, singers, and actors in this medley that they bring in a Broadway music director and a Broadway choreographer. The atmosphere in there is just completely different than to anything I've ever experienced because everybody's at the top of their game. But yeah, I mean, it's a really, really cool award. And to be a part of it again this year is just, I have no words for it. It's awesome.
And Owen, you will help represent ACGC in the finale medley for the showcase. What do you kind of get to do for that?
So me and Brennan were picked to go to represent us in the finale, and our preparation isn't as complex as the Triple Threat, but I have never performed on that stage ever, and I'm just really excited to be able to do that.
So going into next year, what do you guys think you'll be doing to kind of prepare for the next go around?
I guess every year we're kind of on a cycle of like we begin with all state choir and then we go into speech and then individual speech if you're in it, and then the musical comes, and it's kind of just a rotation and it all leads up to the musical.
You know, I don't really want to start thinking about this yet, but you know, we're going to be seniors, so I suppose so. This group of people sitting right next to me are people that I have performed with for pretty much all of my high school career. And knowing that it's all going to come to an end next year is, it's not something I'm ready to accept yet. Because, I mean, these are my people. This is my family. This is the group of people that, you know, I just love dearly, and they have all a special place in my heart. So, and I guess with next year's musical, that's going to be really the last time we'll all be together in this moment. And I just want to cherish every single part of that, whether it's in the musical or just all together next year, wherever we're together. I just want that to, you know, really take and be in the moment to hold on to those fond memories.
We do a lot, I feel like, all year, because everyone's involved in everything. And like Owen had said, we are involved in all state choir, and we do speech and musical theater for speech, and then it all leads up to the musical. And I feel like especially this year, we had, everything was very complex and hard than it usually is, so that really prepared us for this musical. And I don't know if next year is going to be as difficult as this year, but I mean, it all just piles up.
Like they said, I think that all state choir and speech definitely prepare us for the musical, because they help us determine where we are with our voices and help us bond with our castmates. And I think that makes for a better production.
I think that a lot of the preparation actually comes from the previous 3 years and less of like what we do next year, because I remember like I was barely involved in choir or any of that stuff. And so like getting out of my shell helped me realize every year I kind of build more onto my confidence and my singing abilities, my acting abilities. So I think preparation, yes, we will do a lot next year. We do a lot like during the year with speech and all state choir, but a lot of it comes from confidence from previous years and working together as a cast.
All right. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.